Welcome to Mortgage Rates Radio. I'm Philip McAllister, the publisher of MortgageRates.co.nz. In this broadcast, I'll review Thursday's official cash rate announcement, comment on some of the interesting stories in the media in the past week, and also update you on home loan rate changes. In rate news, it has been a very quiet week. One of the reasons we chose to broadcast our reports on a Monday is that often banks announce changes to rates at 5 p.m. on a Friday, and that's exactly what happened last week with ASB and all its related entities, that includes Bank Direct and Sovereign, making two changes. These changes include a small 4 basis point cut to its 2-year special and the introduction of yet another special. This time it is a 6.85% rate for a 5-year term. Again, it is a special with terms and conditions, and as for the rate at 6.85, it's one of the market leading rates, but it's not the best in the market at the moment. The only other rate changes during the week were to fixed rates offered by TSB and the Cooperative Bank. I'd describe these changes more as tweaks rather than any groundbreaking or market leading changes. All eyes this week are on the Reserve Bank's official cash rate announcement. At MortgageRates.co.nz, we survey all the economists each OCR cycle and ask them what they think is going to happen. This time, all bar one reckon that the cash rate will increase another 25 basis points. Come Thursday, we will see the floating rates rise another 25 basis points, which will bring them up to around the 6.50% level. While the OCR will be the headline news, we are much more interested in what the bank's governor, Graham Wheeler, has to say about future interest rate tracks. The market is pricing in rises, but at a slower pace than previously forecast. The question we want answered is, will the Reserve Bank agree with this and dial back its forecast, or will it stick to what it's been saying before? All these will have a bearing on what happens with fixed rates as well. The story that surprised me last week was one on the Fairfax News websites. This story suggested that the Reserve Bank may introduce strict affordability tests for home loans. It seems the catalyst for the article came from the Bank of England. Over there, the new governor is considering introducing such a policy. It works like this. Basically, the bank is saying you can only lend an amount to a person based on how much income they have, and they wanted to limit it. At the moment, they're talking about limiting a loan to a maximum of 4.5 times of what someone's income is. There seems little evidence that our Reserve Bank is looking at such an option as a tool. In my view, it shouldn't even consider it. I've long argued that your ability to service the loan and pay the required interest rate interest payments is the biggest issue around prudent lending. It's not how big your deposit is or how much equity a borrower has in a deal. The question of how much money someone can borrow is up to the lender, or the bank that is, to decide, and they do this every single time they get a loan application. The question they're asking themselves is, can you pay this loan back? And can you pay this loan back if interest rates keep rising? It's the bank's job to make this decision, not the central bank. Thankfully, no one has come out in support of this idea. And finally, to wrap up this broadcast with a little bit of industry news, and the talking point here is that there is some discussion that maybe we should have another professional association in New Zealand for mortgage advisors. It's a story that we'll update readers on later this week, but in the meantime, we look forward to bringing you our next broadcast, which will report on this Thursday's OCR announcement and the accompanying monetary policy statement. Have a good week.